Good morning. So today we have the seventh in our series of classes on the Passion Narratives. We have finally come to Great and Holy Thursday. And so we're here in Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 20. The disciples had gone to prepare the Passover. So when evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now as they were eating, he said, "Assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and each of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said it." Okay, first, a couple of things. First, just on the Passover feast itself and what the practice was in those days, just for the background of the meal and all, and then some thoughts on the betrayal of Judas. Okay. The reason that Jesus had gone up to Jerusalem anyway, back on Palm Sunday, made his triumphal entry, was to be there for the Passover. Right, we've seen how crowded the city was. Could be at such a time. Last time I told you, about three decades after the time of our Lord, there was a census taken of the number of Passover lambs that were killed that year. It was 254,500. So 250,000 lambs were what were killed, and they figured that for every lamb there would be 10 to 20 people who would be eating it. So the population of Jerusalem at Passover time was 2.75 million people. Okay, clearly the city didn't hold that many, so they just spilled out into the countryside all around and all, but there were really that many people who would come together. So because there were so many, the boundaries of the city were sort of ranked as part of, all of the surrounding suburbs were ranked as part of Jerusalem for the purpose of the feast. So, you know, you could stay in Bethany just outside like Jesus did, and it was still counted as being inside the city and all. But for the feast itself, it was supposed to be celebrated within the city of Jerusalem. And the disciples wanted to know where they, what the preparation they must make. So clearly Jesus had not left the whole business to the last minute. He had already made arrangements with a friend in Jerusalem, and it might be that there was even a password. So when the disciples went and told this guy, the teacher says, "The time is near." That was the word that this man living in Jerusalem was waiting to hear. So the disciples were sent to give the password and to make the necessary preparations. When did this fall? This was the 13th day of the Jewish month of Nisan. Okay, the Jewish calendar was a lunar calendar. All right, so it went from new moon to new moon. And so very often the feasts, and certainly Passover in this case, would take place on the 14th day of the month, which would be the day of the full moon, so that you would have sunshine during the day, you'd have the full moon all night to provide illumination, you'd have light the next day. So that's why Passover was on the 14th day of the month. So the preparation would have taken place the day before. So Thursday, according to the Synoptic Gospels now, because there's a difference with John, but according to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Thursday would be Nisan, the 13th day of Nisan, and that the Friday, the 14th day of Nisan, would be the Passover day, and which would begin at sunset on the evening of the 13th, okay? So when the sun set, you know, on the evening of the 13th, just like Vespers, you know, the next day begins, and it would be the 14th of Nisan, and the full moon would rise, and that would mark the feast. Okay? We'll talk about, I'll just go ahead and take an aside. When we get to John's Gospel, however, you know, the chronology is a little different, because according to John, Jesus died on the preparation day for the Passover. Because Jesus dies on the cross at the same time that all of the Passover lambs are being slaughtered and killed, because Jesus is the fulfillment of our Passover. Okay, which means in John's account, Friday is the 13th day of Nisan, and Saturday is the Passover day. So there's a discrepancy, it's off by a day, whether you look at Matthew, Mark, and Luke, or whether you look at John's Gospel. But this is why Friday the 13th is considered unlucky, because Jesus was crucified, according to John's gospel, on Friday the 13th day of the month of Nisan. Okay? That's where it all comes from. But in the synoptic gospels, Friday will be the 14th, the first day of the feast, the day of Passover. So, like I say, the chronology is a little off. But we're going to follow Matthew's gospel here for the time being. Oh, the reason I mention it also is because if according to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, if that's the correct chronology, and Friday is the Passover, that means that Great and Holy Thursday, when Jesus held his last supper with his disciples, that would have been the Passover meal, which means they would have used unleavened bread and eaten the Passover lamb. Okay? If John's chronology is correct, and Jesus dies on the preparation day, and the Passover doesn't start till Saturday, then the Last Supper that Jesus eats with his disciples is not the Passover meal. It is the last... It is the last meal at which leavened bread can be eaten before you clean out the house for the Passover day. And this is what explains the discrepancy between the Orthodox use of leavened bread for the Eucharist and all of the Western confessions which use unleavened bread for their Eucharist, okay? Because the Western confessions following the Roman Catholic reading, they follow the chronology in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which says that the Last Supper was Passover. You have to have unleavened bread for the Passover, so you have unleavened bread for the Eucharist. In John's account, the Last Supper is the last meal with leavened bread, which is why we use leavened bread for our Eucharist, okay? That's the difference, that's why, all right? Make sense? Too much math this early in the morning, I get it. No. All right, we'll go back. So, the preparation for the Passover. What did the disciples have to go and do? Thursday morning, they're getting ready for the Passover to start that evening. So on Thursday morning, every particle of leaven and yeast in the house and every bit of leavened bread had to be destroyed and taken out of the house. So the apostles would have gone and searched the house. This is, I understand, a ritual practice now, even among Jewish households to this day. And they leave a little bit of leavened bread hidden somewhere for the children to find it. So they say, oh, here's some, we have to get rid of it. Okay? There was a ceremonial search through the house. The reason for that was that we remember what Passover was about in the history of Israel. It was their delivery from slavery from Egypt. The Egyptians ran them out of town so fast that they didn't have time to let bread rise.